From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraq's prime minister has called on Islamic State fighters in Fallujah to stop resisting. In a national address on state television, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that government forces have gained control over most of Fallujah, but there were still some pockets that need to be cleaned out within the coming hours. He addressed members of Islamic State directly, saying there's no place for you in Iraq. He said he has promised to liberate Fallujah, and our troops fulfilled that promise. Your leadership has abandoned you. They made promises to you, and they failed their promise. Iraqi special forces battled their way into the center of Fallujah on Friday, capturing a key neighborhood and a government complex from Islamic State fighters. IS militants reportedly pulled back into the city's western neighborhoods, but left behind booby-trapped buildings and streets, networks of underground tunnels, and snipers. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Track and field's world governing body, the International Association of Athletics Federation, said Friday that it is continuing a ban on Russian track athletes. The IAAF said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for the past 7 months after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Russia of a government-run doping program. The Russian Ministry of Sport said in a statement it had done everything possible to regain the world's trust. This is VOA News. At least